essential oils for menopause and how to use them. 1. Clary Sage. Its floral notes, calming scent, and soothing attributes have made Clary Sage the go-to oil for women's health for centuries. Traditionally used to mitigate labor pain, it also offers antidepressant effects as described in a 2014 study that was conducted on 22 women in Korea. The trial measured neurotransmitter levels found in blood samples of menopausal women and discovered that by simply inhaling Clary Sage oil, levels of the stress hormone cortisol dropped considerably and serotonin levels were elevated. The result was an overall improvement in depression symptoms. Application. Use in an inhaler 15 to 20 drops or apply a 3% dilution of Clary Sage oil on the back of the neck or on the abdomen during bouts of depression. Clary Sage can also help with cramping. Yes, it is true that menopause signals the end of menstruation. However, during the beginning stages of menopause, menstrual cramping can still occur. Try this cream to help prevent that from happening to you. If cramping persists or worsens during menopause, consult your healthcare provider immediately because this may be a sign of something more serious. Menopause Cramping Body Cream. 20 drops Clary Sage Essential Oil. 15 drops Lavender Essential Oil. 10 drops Ylang Ylang Essential Oil. 5 drops Vitex Essential Oil. 2 ounces unrefined shea butter. 1 ounce evening primrose oil. 1 ounce jojoba oil. Supplies, medium glass bowl, lotion dispenser, or glass jar. 1. Drop the essential oils into a bowl. 2. Add the shea butter, evening primrose oil, and jojoba oil, and mix. 3. Use as a body lotion 2 or 3 times per week. 4. Store in a lotion dispenser or a glass jar. 2. Lavender. The shifting hormones of menopause can cause feelings of anxiety and problems with sleep. Lavender has long been known to promote feelings of relaxation while lifting mood and for promoting better sleep in people dealing with insomnia. Lavender aromatherapy will be a welcome addition to your nighttime routine during your change of life to help improve sleep and relaxation. You can also use lavender to soothe menopause-related vaginal pain and soreness that can accompany vaginal dryness, something we don't hear too much about, but which can be quite irritating for women who are sexually active or who sit down a lot at work. Application. Use a cold compress mixed with a 1% lavender oil dilution to reduce discomfort in the perineum during menopause. Perineum Compress. 2 drops lavender essential oil. 1 drop Clary Sage essential oil. 1 tablespoon fractionated coconut oil. 3 to 4 cups cold distilled water. Supplies. Large glass bowl. Soft, clean cloth. 1. Mix the essential oils and fractionated coconut oil in the bowl. 2. Pour in the cold water. You can also use warm water if desired. 3. Soak the cloth in the solution, wring it out, and apply to the perineal area for a few moments to soothe soreness. 4. Soak the cloth again and repeat the process for 5 to 15 minutes. 3. Peppermint. Peppermint is a key essential oil to lessen discomfort during a hot flash and to give you a natural boost in energy. Misting your face with a water spritzer or using a portable inhaler during hot flash episodes or moments when you need pep in your step can have quick and dramatic results. Since hot flashes and fatigue are two of the most noticeable symptoms of menopause, having some peppermint oil on hand is a good idea. Application. Create a spritzer by combining 10 drops of peppermint oil, 5 drops of witch hazel, and enough water to fill a 1-ounce spray bottle. Use as needed. 4. Geranium. Geranium oil can help with many of the symptoms of menopause. It improves dry skin and is a popular ingredient in many women's blends for good reason. Like Clary Sage, in research, geranium oil has been shown to have antidepressant properties, so you can safely add it to your arsenal to manage mood swings and the blues. Application: add 5 drops of geranium essential oil to the menopause cramping body cream for added mood boosting antidepressant support. 5. Vitex Agnus Castus. An oil you may not be too familiar with. Vitex Agnus Castus, also known as chasteberry essential oil, is derived from a shrub that is native to Central Asia. It has blue-violet flowers, long, finger-shaped leaves, and dark purple berries. The fruit and seed are used to make medicine, while the leaves and berries are distilled to make essential oils. Vitex has been traditionally consumed for a variety of female health concerns, such as controlling bleeding, female infertility, helping the body force out the placenta after childbirth, increasing breast milk production, lumpy, fibrocystic breasts, menopause, menstrual cycle irregularities, premenstrual dysphoric disorder, a more severe form of PMS, premenstrual syndrome, PMS, preventing miscarriage in women with low levels of progesterone. One study of Vitex discovered that the essential oil extracted from the leaf appears to have a broader range of effective applications than the essential oil extracted from the berry. So try to get your hands on that type. Application: put 3 drops Vitex, 2 drops ylang ylang, and 1 drop Hawaiian sandalwood essential oil in your diffuser for a stabilizing aroma throughout the day. Menopause Relief Ointment. This blend makes a great go-to body oil for menopause symptoms. 10 drops Vitex essential oil, 5 drops frankincense essential oil, 5 drops Hawaiian sandalwood essential oil, 5 drops ylang ylang essential oil, 2 ounces evening primrose oil or Mama Z's oil base. Supplies: medium glass bowl, lotion dispenser, or glass jar. 1. Drop the essential oils into the bowl. 2. Add the evening primrose oil and mix. 3. Use as a massage oil or as part of your normal lotion rotation when symptoms are present. 4. Be sure to switch to another blend every other month. 5. Store in a lotion dispenser or glass jar. Managing postmenopausal syndrome with essential oils. Once menstruation has not occurred for 12 consecutive months, a woman is considered postmenopausal, meaning she is no longer fertile and her monthly blessing becomes a distant memory. Depending on how severely estrogen levels drop, it is common for women to find themselves experiencing a variety of conditions that make up what is known as postmenopausal syndrome. Cancer, cardiovascular disease, cognitive decline, osteoporosis, psychiatric symptoms, sexual problems, vasomotor symptoms like hot flashes or night sweats, urogenital atrophy. It can be difficult to distinguish between symptoms that result from loss of ovarian function and those that are due to aging. As a result, coming up with an accurate postmenopausal syndrome diagnosis can be problematic for healthcare providers. Be sure to talk to your provider if you are experiencing any of these symptoms of postmenopausal syndrome: depression, difficulty concentrating, dry vagina, headaches and migraines, insomnia, irritability, mental confusion, mood swings, osteoporotic symptoms, stress incontinence, urge incontinence, vasomotor symptoms like hot flashes or night sweats. The far-reaching effects of essential oils definitely don't stop at menopause, and many women find themselves using them well into their golden years. Since diagnosing postmenopausal syndrome can be so difficult, however, it is best to focus on condition-based management. Whether or not you have an official diagnosis of postmenopausal syndrome, you are likely to experience some of the same health conditions as you age. Stress and hypertension. Hypertension is often intricately linked to stress. A 2014 Korean study illustrates this point well. Testing how 63 healthy postmenopausal women responded to inhaling 0.1% and 0.5% dilutions of neroli essential oil in an almond carrier researchers uncovered some astounding findings. Compared to the control group, simply smelling neroli for 5 minutes, 2 times a day for just 5 days, had profound effects on their mind and body. Systolic blood pressure significantly lowered in the 0.5% neroli group only. Diastolic blood pressure significantly lowered in both the 0.1% and 0.5% neroli groups. Pulse rate and serum cortisol levels dropped in both groups, which indicates that stress was reduced. Estrogen concentrations and sex drive also improved in both groups. Clearly, all of these factors do not work in isolation. Libido, hypertension, pulse rate, stress levels, and estrogen concentrations are all intricately linked. And to think that little old neroli can help all of that, wow. Want to experience the power? Try it for yourself. Application. Make your own postmenopausal neroli inhaler and enjoy daily. Postmenopausal inhaler. 15 to 20 drops neroli essential oil. Supplies. Pre-cut organic cotton pad. Aromatherapy inhaler. 1. Place a cotton pad in the inhaler tube. 2. Drop the essential oil directly onto the cotton pad inside the tube. 3. Find a peaceful place in your house in the morning and enjoy a private neroli aromatherapy session before the day gets crazy. Sit down, relax, and gently breathe in the vapors from your inhaler for about 5 minutes. 4. Repeat before you go to bed. Depression. Depression and menopause share many of the same symptoms, including anxiety, brain fog, fatigue, irritability, and sleep disturbances, just to name a few. Subsequently, many women suffer from undiagnosed and untreated depression during this stage of life. Unfortunately, this puts many at a disadvantage because it's far too easy to excuse or ignore these serious symptoms as being a rite of passage. This is one reason why I'd like to see postmenopausal women using Ylang Ylang on a regular basis. We've already seen how powerful this oil is for a variety of health conditions and for its harmonizing effects. Well, it's just as effective at helping women overcome depression. I can't say enough good things about Ylang Ylang. Antidepressive in nature with euphoric properties, it can help women suffering from low self-esteem and postmenopausal syndrome. Application. Make an inhaler similar to the previous recipe, but with Ylang Ylang, and enjoy. Fat burning. Who says that getting older is an excuse to see your body transform into something you can't stand looking at? As I discussed back in Chapter 8, research has found that massaging the abdomen twice a day for 6 weeks with a 3% solution of grapefruit and cypress oils helped women achieve significant decrease in abdominal fat and waist circumference. Tummy tuck salve. 20 drops cypress essential oil. 20 drops grapefruit essential oil. 10 drops lime essential oil. 10 drops peppermint essential oil. 2 ounces unrefined shea butter. 1 ounce jojoba oil. Supplies. Medium glass bowl, lotion dispenser, or glass jar. 1. Drop the essential oils into the bowl. 2. Add the shea butter and jojoba oil and mix. 3. Massage over the abdomen 2 or 3 times per week. 4. Store in a lotion dispenser or glass jar. Vaginal dryness and atrophy. I get many requests from my Essential Oils Club members for oils that help with vaginal dryness and thinning of vaginal tissue. Estrogen helps the vagina remain lubricated with a thin layer of clear fluid, which helps keep the vaginal walls elastic, healthy, and thick. When your estrogen drops during menopause, this natural healing lubricant is reduced and your vaginal walls become thinner and less elastic. This is called vaginal atrophy, and if vaginal dryness becomes bothersome, many doctors prescribe a topical estrogen cream. I recommend avoiding all conventional store-bought douches, bubble baths, lotions, and scented soaps because the chemicals in these products can worsen dryness, Instead, consider making your own moisturizer and lubricant. I am not aware of any essential oils that have been shown to cure vaginal dryness and vaginal atrophy, but I have been told by the women in my essential oils club that they commonly enjoy a nice blend of highly diluted, gentle oils, 0.5% to 1%, or 3 to 6 drops of essential oils per ounce of carrier as a lubricant before, during, and after sexual intercourse. Additionally, using the following gentle vaginal lubricant as a daily vaginal moisturizer can help reduce the friction that can occur when the labia rub together when walking and sitting. Gentle vaginal lubricant. 3 drops geranium essential oil. 3 drops lavender essential oil. 3 drops Roman chamomile essential oil. 3 drops ylang ylang essential oil. 2 ounces Mama Z's oil base, or straight jojoba oil. Avoid coconut and fractionated coconut because they absorb too quickly. Supplies. Medium glass bowl, lotion dispenser, or glass jar. 1. Drop the essential oils into the bowl. 2. Add Mama Z's oil base and mix well. Store in a lotion dispenser or glass jar. 3. Massage into the labia before and after sexual intercourse and as needed. You may also find it helpful to lubricate your vagina after swimming and showering. Here is an audio clip from our YouTube companion guide.
Sure. When my midwife said, in our postpartum talk when I had my third, she said, "Now, this is when the hormones shift and change, especially after your third birth, and vaginal dryness is one of the most common complaints." And so she said, make sure that you use a good, healthy lubricant regularly, and of course, for marital relations as well.
The vagina produces a natural lubricant during intercourse that's directly related to estrogen. And so when women are postmenopausal or when they're postpartum, their hormone levels are just out of whack. And so there's something to consider when we're using essential oils, of particularly the carrier oil that we would want to use. Something that we recommend would be Mama Z's oil base. You can also use evening primrose oil.
Really,
if you don't have Mama Z's oil base,
And this is, and this recipe really was, basically what we also used prior to our birth to help to stretch that area as well.
There is a technique called the perineum massage that you could use this exact blend, this exact ratio, and then you just massage the perineum. Essentially, you're stretching the perineum about, what, 3 weeks before? Four? When you start?
When you get to 36 weeks,
okay.
35, 36 weeks. And it's so interesting because people have said to me, well, does that just, stretch you out? And I said, actually, it's not. It's more like a muscle because, and it is, but it really helps to tighten and tone the mm-hmm. muscle structure in there so that it's able to expand during birth. And I have never had to have stitches on any of my births. And one of them was 9 pounds, 8 ounces. So.
With big heads.
Yeah. Big head.
Isaiah, what, 98th percentile?
It was 96th percentile.
He's got the biggest brain. He's got the biggest brain. He's not the biggest guy, but he's got a big head.
He stretched out all the onesies, and we had to unbutton all the shirts.
Bone loss. Changing hormone levels are a primary cause of osteoporosis, which can increase the risk of fractures. This seems all but unavoidable to many women and an inevitable cause of permanent disability as they age. As such, postmenopausal women often take over-the-counter calcium supplements or prescription drugs to stave off bone density loss and osteoporosis. There are three important things to keep in mind about bone density loss. 1. You can't avoid it, but you can slow it down considerably. Remember, osteopenia is simply the loss of bone density. Osteoporosis is a more serious condition that puts you at significant risk for fractures. 2. Regular weight-bearing exercise and a diet naturally rich in calcium, which includes dairy and leafy greens like spinach, are key. 3. Essential oils can help. Essential oils of juniper, sage, rosemary, pine, dwarf pine, turpentine, and eucalyptus have been found to inhibit the breakdown and absorption of bone cells when added to food in animal studies. Pine oil specifically stood out as being able to protect from bone loss. Bone strengthening cream. 7 drops juniper essential oil. 7 drops sage essential oil. 7 drops rosemary essential oil. 7 drops eucalyptus essential oil. 7 drops pine essential oil. 1 ounce unrefined shea butter. 2 ounces Mama Z's oil base. Supplies. Medium glass bowl, lotion dispenser, or glass jar. 1. Drop the essential oils into the bowl. 2. Add the shea butter and Mama Z's oil base and mix. 3. Apply as a moisturizer over your joints 2 or 3 times per week. 4. Store in a lotion dispenser or glass jar. There are many ways to use natural therapies like essential oils to better enjoy your golden years. I think of Caleb in the Bible who, at 80 years old, wanted to go into battle to get the land that God had promised him. How many people do you know at 80 with that much energy and vigor? Do you want to be one of them? Then go. Get your promised land. It is your birthright to enjoy abundant life, health, and wellness well into your 80s, 90s, and hundreds. Conclusion. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Revelation 22, verse 2. After learning about all of the wonderful healing properties of essential oils, this verse has more meaning, doesn't it? In this audiobook, you have learned of the various ways essential oils can restore and bring balance to the mind, body, and spirit. They are truly God's gift to the world. And it all starts in nature. I hope that you will forever see each and every bark, flower, fruit, leaf, nut, resin, or root that you encounter through a new, more enlightened lens. The healing power of essential oils can facilitate life transformation like few things on the planet. And it's important to remember that they should be used with care. Please don't forget the safety tips outlined in this audiobook. And be sure to stick with the prescribed dilutions. The key to enjoying the health benefits of essential oils is to use them the right way, which will help ensure their effectiveness. One last challenge. By definition, the chronic diseases that plague the world, such as cancer, diabetes, autoimmunity, and heart disease, take years to develop. So we should be armed with the reassurance that healing takes time. Never forget that there is no quick fix. It just doesn't exist. Healing is a process, and I invite you to join me on a personal journey to enjoying abundant life health, which means that we can never stop learning. Mastering the healing art and science of essential oils takes practice and is a lifelong trial and error experience. The ancient Chinese philosopher and writer Lao Tzu once said, "The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. Enjoy the journey, and know that there is always more to learn and more healing available to you." This recording of the healing power of essential oils, soothe inflammation, boost mood, prevent autoimmunity, and feel great in every way, was presented by Dreamscape Media, LLC. Text copyright 2018 by DrEricZ.com, LLC. Sound recording copyright 2018, Dreamscape Media, LLC. This recording was produced by arrangement with Penguin Random House. Thank you for listening. Please check www.dreamscapeab.com for Dreamscape's latest releases.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.